How not to learn English. Hey, James from England. We said it, we did it. I actually feel like a corporation. I remember the first day we did How Not to Learn English, number one. It wasn't called number one. It was just How Not to Learn English. Made a joke, there'll be more lessons. I kept teaching. And as I kept teaching, I kept thinking, you know that dream sequence? And then the lists got longer and longer, and I was like, wow. So we have the first one is just generally how not to learn English. The second one was the school edition, right? How not to learn while in your classroom. Now this one's specific. This one's for you at home. We know a lot of the Ingvid viewers actually study at home in a little hut somewhere in Africa with the zebras and antelope. No, I'm just joking. Can you imagine that? There's some people in a hut huddled around a computer. Huddled means like surrounding, looking at the screen. But, you know, we figured out that when we started this, this was for people who weren't fortunate enough to travel, to go to other countries and learn English, but might be really struggling and learning on their own. And why not have a video for them? So in this one, this is How Not to Learn English Part 3, but the home edition. And by that we mean those of you who are studying at home, which is really tough, and I admire that, and I'm thankful for the privilege of getting to teach you, right? Because you're choosing us. So, there are the five things you can do, but this is when you're on your home. When you're on your home. You're on your home. You're on your own. Okay. Do not study in an area free of distractions. This is basic. A lot of this is basic studying principles when any person is studying at home. Okay. A lot of students will come in. I've seen them in my classroom. I'm not talking about classroom now. I'm giving you the example, not the classroom. But they come in and they're got a cell phone going. Or they're listening to iPadding, they're distracted. Now, that's bad in the classroom, but at home, it's much easier. You're at home! So, you know, you got a beer on one thing, some nachos or some chips on the other hand, radio playing in the background, maybe the television, sun's coming down so the kids are playing in the park and you're looking outside. You're not really focused. The whole thing about distractions is you cannot bring to bear, or you cannot take your mind and put 100% concentration on the subject that you're doing. Concentration leads to memory, remembering the work. If you're not concentrating, you're going to forget. So, of course, later on, when people are saying, did you learn blah, blah, blah from Ingvid, you're going to say, no, I don't remember. And then you're going to blame the material when it's actually lack of focus. So at home, try and find an area that is free of distractions. Maybe one little corner, if you have a laptop or a computer, put it there, right? Where there's not a lot of television or other noise that can bother you or not direct sunlight. Something comfortable, you can sit down. If you feel comfortable and you're relaxed and there's no distractions, you'll focus. If you focus, you learn more, you learn faster, boom, it's easier. So one of the ways not to learn, oh, look, Mr. E doesn't look happy because his cousin Syl the Snake is here. And notice everything in red is Syl the Snake. He's like, yeah, man, do this, because then you can pay more money or spend more time. He's evil. Give him some horns. Sylvester the Snake. And some fangs. He's an evil snake. Mr. E is not happy because he's like, this is not why we started Ingvid. It's to help people learn. See that noise? He's angry. He's not going to take that. So watch out for Syl the Snake, right? Sinister snake. Okay? So do not find an area. Find lots of distractions. Watch soccer as you study English. Good luck. The next one is, when listening, always watch with subtitles. I teach a listening class, and in my class, it's kind of famous because there are no subtitles. And we watch some really crazy movies. Sometimes they speak really fast English like this, you know what I'm trying to say, right? Or they'll be talking about very deep matters that pull upon the heartstrings and deliver such utterances that have never been heard, you know, in an eon, an epoch such as this. And you're, whoa! So the students are blown away. They're like, where are the subtitles? Those are the words underneath that are translated so you can read it. And I would say to them, if you're trying to listen, then listen. Learn to focus. And then find out where the breaks are to learn what the words are, and we can always pull back. Well, once again, you're on your own. So how does somebody do this? Because you're going to say, I don't have a teacher. I got you. And you're not helping me when I'm watching the movie. I'm like, well, maybe we will develop a product that will help you. Yes, maybe we can. Give you a little bit of movie snippets. We'll see. A snippet is a small part. No. Mr. E say, no movies. No copyright infringement. No jail time. Okay, but maybe, we'll see what we can do. But besides that, until then, here's what you can do at home. And that's why this lesson is on. Watch the movie Watch 2 minutes or 3 minutes without subtitles. Just watch it. And then I'm going to suggest you write down what you hear. And then go back and play it again. And then listen with the subtitles. Check to see what you caught. If you caught 4 words out of 10 words, then you know 40% is what's going in. You catch 6 out of 10, you got 60%, and so on and so forth. It's a great way to check. It also, because it's on the paper, you can't lie, so you focus more. Because you know the number of correct words is what you actually heard, so you're going to try harder. Boom. Instant increasing in learning, right? Yeah? Okay. So, and it's not a mistake. It's good for you. You can do this at home. Number 3. Look, you're studying at home. I know for a fact you've watched our videos on S, T, and D, pronunciation. I think John's got one. Yeah, see, mentioned a teacher there. So there are techniques you've been taught. Why don't you practice them? Right? You don't have a teacher. You're not in a classroom. If you're taking the time to learn it, why don't you practice things to help you? Right? A lot of students do this. They go, I know this rule. I go, do you practice it? No. Oh, so okay. So when you learn to walk, you just dropped out of your mother on the ground and then started walking just like that. No, you tried, you fell down, you tried, you fell down, and one day you walk, then you run. Same goes with the technique. If you learn a technique, practice it. I often tell students who are learning vocabulary, use the word 3 times the same day and then write a sentence. Look, I just gave you a technique. Why don't you do it? I've just done vocabulary words before. Maybe we did one on arrogance and that. Write it down 3 times, write out the meaning, write out a sentence, then in the day. When you see somebody who's arrogant, you go, he's a rather arrogant man. Or that was a rather arrogant statement. I can't believe you think that, right? And then pretty soon, before you know it, boom, stuck in your head. Yours for life. Number 4. Actually, you know what? I'm going to change it. Number 4 will become number 5 and vice versa. Vice versa means and switching. There's a reason why. You'll see the logic. See? I do things on the fly here, man. On the fly. You got to stay with me. Stay with me. All right, number 4. Now is number 5. Don't make a specific time for studying. Humans are creatures of habit. And what I mean by that is we get into routine and we stay in it. And that routine is good and bad. In this case, for English, it will be good. Because if you always at 3 o'clock do studying in English and you tell people that, they will help support you by going, hey, Mr. Ree, at 3 o'clock, don't you have to study English? And they'll remind you, so people will support you. But also mentally, if at 3 o'clock you're supposed to be studying, your brain will remind you, you got to go do something, you got to go do something. And it becomes easier to study English. Well, when something's part of your life, and it's really part of your life, it grows inside you, and you actually look kind of forward to it. I know when you get home from work, some of you appreciate a good glass of wine, some of you sitting down, taking off your shoes and relaxing. It's something you taught yourself, and now it gives you pleasure. Imagine if learning English could be pleasurable. You're like, okay, I finished work, and I clean the dishes. Now I get to spend 20 minutes watching an English video where I'm going to learn something new. Wow, that's so cool. So I'm going to give myself a specific time. When it's my time, I tell other people, don't bother me. I give time to myself to improve myself. It's at 3 o'clock. After 3:30, call me. But until then, I'm busy. Imagine how powerful that feels, right? It feels good now. You're like, yeah, I'm studying English. And I do it every day at 3 o'clock. Like clockwork, and everybody respects that time and helps support me do that. You're going to learn faster. It gives you more confidence. Now, number 5. All of this is great, but you're at home. At school, the teachers will try to find a way that helps you study best. But for you, my friends, you have to be responsible for what you do at home, and you're going to have to find the best way to study for you. Now, when we took this TESOL course I had to take, we learned there are like 7 ways, but I always say there's basically 3. Some people are kinesthetic, some people are visual, some people are auditory. And what that means is some people learn best by seeing things, visual, see. Some people learn best by hearing things, auditory. They have to listen to it to get it. Some people, kinesthetic means they have to do it physically some way to do it, or they don't understand. Because understanding, my friends, is what this is about. Learning a language, there's no such thing really as language, it's sounds, right? And these sounds have meaning. But really what you need to do is understand what these sounds mean to people. When I do this, you know what it means. You know, it's not because of the movement. There's an understanding that this is goodbye or this is hello, depending on the context. Same with learning a language, right? And for you to understand, you need to find the best way for you to understand. The words don't matter. It's the understanding that does, right? So you need to find a way to find out what's the best thing. Early in the morning, late at night, with a friend, by yourself, with a specific area, maybe no, moving around, being free. So even though all of these rules I'm telling you are the great ways to help you, I mean, they're classic for studying at home. Number one at the end is take the time to find out what is the best way for you to study. Once you learn that and you incorporate, which means put these other ones inside of your study plan, your studying is going to skyrocket or go up like a rocket really quick and really well. Anyway, I hope you enjoyed our How Not to Learn English, the home edition, coming soon. The aquatic edition. The space edition. I've gone crazy and they're taking me off the air edition. Okay. Anyway, so I hope this will help you in your studies at home. And you know what? Since you're at home, I'm sure you're already there. But you know what? Here's the cool thing. We're all over the place. I've seen us in places I didn't know we'd see each other, like in soap bars. This is Mr. E and me. Hello, buy the soap and learn English at where? Well, www.ing, as in English, we should do this, ing, as in English, right? And then vid, V-I-D, as in video, .com, where you'll find myself, a host of other teachers, Sylvester the Snake, Mr. E the Worm, and this guy, Monkey Shrimp. Right? Ready to teach you and happily doing so. Keep up with the home practice, because to me that's always the most important part. Right? Anyway, have a great day. See you soon.